Welcome, everybody, back into another episode of the Grub Buds. Honestly, kind of the movie sound, the song sounds kind of spooky when you think about it, and that kind of fits today's theme.
Ooh.
Yes, but of course, I'm your host of the most, Truman Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the Ho.
Ewie.
Named Joe Booty Boy Booty, and notice the throatest, the goatest,
fresh cut.
Fresh bald.
Yep.
Baldest.
And we trimmed up the beard.
Vincent Guthrie. Yes. Yeah, looking fresh.
Thank you.
Not spooky. Not looking spooky like the meal that we are going to eat today. We are eating...
I don't know if spooky is the right word, but it's definitely creepy.
Yes. And kooky. Yes. we are eating the Burger King...
foot lettuce.
Adam's Family creepy and kooky meal, I think it sounds is about how it is. So
definitely not a mouthful.
We're eating Wednesday's Whopper.
Ooh, it's purple.
It's purple.
I will say, I did hear that it's a different like type of bread than they normally use.
Okay. All right. We're eating Gomez's Churro Fries.
Ooh.
And not necessarily in this order. Sorry, I guess I'll. We're eating the Things Rings.
Which are just onion rings.
Which is as lazy as it gets. That's the laziest one, I will say. And we're also eating Morticia's Kooky Chocolate Shake.
Yeah. Ooh. This shit looks kind of gas, I'll be honest.
Yes.
It's got crumbles on top and it's got like some shit like mixed in the side of it. Shit actually looks pretty gas.
Yeah. For the people that have been watching Grubbuds for, you know, the years that it's been on now, we are actually mixing up. We are actually just recording the food section. We're separating the weird news from the food. Kind of moving forward, and we'll do the news in a different kind of section. You'll see it on the YouTube channel and whatnot. So I do just want to emphasize that we are just doing the food. I also do want to thank our patrons over there, patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out Joe, shout out Aaron, shout out Skyler, shout out Dylan, shout out Ozzy, and shout out Mailbox Kansas City, now opening the Iron District for a little bit longer. I guess it's still going, I assume.
Still on.
Again, if you go and they're not open, let me know.
so that we can say the other things.
We'll update the bit right. In real time.
So let's start it here with the Morticia's chocolate shake.
Yeah.
This seems to be, I think it only comes in one order.
Or yes, in there one is size. Only one size of this.
Because I got fucking specialty fucking designer cups.
Yes.
So, like, you get the you one only size, order fuck
so
off.
Many of those.
Right. Joe, do you want to stand up? You want to show the camera the special cup you get? It also, so it is a chocolate shake inspired by the Addams Family, made with creamy soft serve.
It's got that. It's got her on the side.
Mixed with chocolate cake batter fudge and topped with black and purple
and
cookie
pieces. And it says Addams Family on the back.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Joe. Yes, it is sloshing all over there. It is $4.39 for this size right here, if you want just the shake. It's also, how many calories? It's a chocolate shake from a fast food restaurant.
I was also in the 900 part. 850.
Sorry, my guess was 900.
740 calories. Mm. Not as bad. You know what? You know not who's awful. Actually got okay calorie-wise shakes?
Did I say Five Guys?
It's McDonald's. Because McDonald's, I think, was on the forefront of getting fucking blasted for all of that shit. So if you look at it, all of their like ice cream and stuff is now like low-fat ice cream. And they, but it is fine. It still tastes good. So, all right, let's get in here.
Mmm. It's more like mocha.
I was gonna say the same thing.
That is a mocha chocolate shake.
I'm getting a mocha taste to it. There's definitely a coffee. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's I'm getting coffee from.
I like it though.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it is good.
Oh wow.
You're feeling that?
Yeah, no, this is gas.
Feeling that coffee-ness of it? Yeah, it's very good. That's actually we're starting off hot, I will say.
I'm normally not a big shake guy, but
yeah,
this fucks.
No, it's always a bit negative when we do stuff like this because we have to drink the cold thing first.
Because
we can keep the hot things hot, but the shake is
also,
harder.
I'll get the handy Excel sheet going here. Good.
So we can be a little speedy Gonzalez with it.
That's right.
You're giving handy with the Excel sheet?
Yes.
Fuck.
I got to double check how to spell Morticia's. I was pretty sure Morticia's shake. There you go.
Excuse you, it's the
Morticia's chocolate
cookie shake.
Cookie. Sorry. Let me add in a kill. I don't want people being like, wait. Is it the normal shake? No. It is kooky and creepy. This is, we're recording this, what, October 21st? So it's nice and spooky season.
It is spooky.
Maybe we could just hold this and just release this on
on Halloween.
Halloween.
I was like, do we want to rank like every Halloween candy? What a great idea that would be. I don't think anyone would be upset by doing that.
What a terrible episode that was. All right.
I'm even like double surprised I like it because I feel like I'm like all sugared out lately. I say as I'm drinking my fucking Mike's Pink Lemonade or Smirnoff Lemonade, whatever.
Yeah.
So like the fact that it's like not like overpoweringly sweet.
No, it's not. No, it's incredible. So I just wanted to make sure I got some of the cookie pieces. I guess you're getting the whole shake, Joe, over there. We're just sharing.
I would say three is a weird number to try to get food for.
Raytown buddies got to share a shake. You know how it goes.
You guys have Magooed each other plenty of times.
Oh my God. Yes. El Magooed specifically. Okay. Morticia's kooky shake. Man, I think I've got a rating for it. Let me get one more taste. The mocha is the. I don't know if that's just a mistake or. Because it's cake batter. It's technically cake batter is mixed in there. Yeah. It's cake batter fudge. So maybe it's something with the cake of it or the fudginess of it is interacting.
I don't know.
It's very, I mean.
If it is, then mochi. Fucking. We got the best fuck up ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out the Burger King. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to give this.
I'll say they did have us pull up to the penalty box and wait while they made the food fresh. So
I would say, yeah. But so that I considered that a benefit, and yes. It wasn't like we were there for 10 minutes. It was only like what three,
right?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, true, something like that.
Okay,
I struggled to figure out the Wordle and then got it in two.
Yeah,
nice.
Because my starting word is always penis, right?
Yes.
I got the P N S. They were all yellow, and I was like, "What the fuck word has P N S? That's not like." Because, like, snipe, spine, things like that are all just rearranging the letters of penis. And I was like, fuck.
I got it in five, but I did Snoop, and then I did Spoon. So that's my bad.
Spoiler alert.
This will come out.
That is true. It'll come out 4 days later.
Unless you have Wordle Premium, then I still assume you're doing it way before or whatever.
And you're watching live.
Well, no, because Vincent, I showed you mine.
Watching live would be upset.
I started with Frown. And then he goes, "Well, how the fuck did you guess spoon as your second one?" I was like, "I was feeling fucky." Let's be honest here.
Then why would you full send a double vowel on your second guess? Granted, I also full sent a double vowel on my second guess.
So you would have had the O correct and the N correct?
Yes, I had the middle O and the
right,
N.
There's no universe I'm shotgunning
That's
spoon.
You're sick. That's sick. You're sick in the head.
I was telling him, I was like, what else? I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's other things I could have put there, but now I'm trying to look at, like, what, an OA? Like, find something else? And I'm just like...
I start with arise, and then I think I went, like, shock and or stock, and I was just, I'm all over the place, so. Okay, Morticia's shake. I have to delete Owen, R.I.P.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we just going to pull out the bit for the rest of time?
just
Owen is getting calls at work. So, a chocolate shake, eh?
No, because it'll just be us three for, I think, forever.
Foreseeable
so we'll
future?
See. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, it depends how things shake out. Morticia's kooky
get a
shake.
Digital friend, who knows?
Yeah. Give me... Man, I'm giving this like a 88. I thought this was
good. I'm 84. I'm right 80, there with damn, you. This shit's so good.
And I was 85, so
you nailed it. Yeah. We're right. Yeah.
We're all here. We're all here for it.
Let's move on. Let's do the things rings first.
So we can get the normal item out of the way.
So we don't have high fancy production. It's just in the warmer bag. That's the churro fries.
They have specialty fucking packaging for all of these?
Well, so that's what I was going to ask, Truman, because I'm trying to remember. They've done churro fries before, haven't they?
Maybe, probably, yeah.
I feel like they've had some kind of churro item, so I'm like...
I doubt any of this is truly original.
I think this is just specifically... This is just all smalls.
Yeah.
Which is... Because it's a thing.
Would you show the people as well? Go show them the fancy packaging. It's what they're here for. A medium of the things rings are $2.69, I guess. $2.69, yeah, it's kind of a fun thing. Yeah. Oh, are they smaller rings?
There's chocolate dipping sauce for ours.
That's what I'm saying. They're all small rings.
I think that's just Burger King's like style is.
No.
It looks like calamari.
Because when I've got them before, they've had at least some variety to them, but these are all tiny.
You've had Burger King's onion rings before?
Mm-hmm.
You're a psycho.
Because believe it or not, when I get meals, I prefer the rings to the fries.
That's an interesting...
What? What?
What?
So we only got one order of the churro fries, but we did get three Whoppers, so...
Well, no, because that's how it came out. Because it was the thing feeds two or whatever, was two Whoppers, two of these, and two shakes. I added a third burger and a large order of the churro fries.
Oh.
The churro fries were not part of the deal.
Oh.
Why? That makes no sense.
Oh, because I don't know. Don't look at me. It's all Burger King.
Okay, I'm going to be very honest about the things rings. They're just onion rings.
Yeah.
Was there any dipping sauce in there at all?
There's a chocolate dipping sauce for the fries. And then they asked us like five fucking times if we wanted sauce, and you said no.
I know I said no, but in the app there was like one zesty sauce that was supposed to come with it. So I'm like, aw.
There's ranch up there and barbecue sauce, if you'd like it. I got a ranch.
What you got there? Oh, you got a ranch? Okay.
Well, we are Midwestern. You know, so what I really dislike is that Burger King... So they used to have a low to mid bad ranch.
Okay.
They redid their ranch, and the ranch got a little like garlicky, and it was very good, and yeah. I liked it a lot, but everybody else apparently hated it. So now they've redone it, and it's just Hidden Valley Ranch now.
And now it's just Hidden Valley,
which is kind of lame.
So I actually grabbed marinara.
Why?
I didn't feel like barbecue sauce or ranch.
That sounds creepy and kooky, Joe.
I know.
Especially kooky, honestly.
But it works.
I invite you to try. As well.
Marinara sauce and an onion ring.
I'll do it. I'm a grub butt at heart.
Three is such a weird number to share for.
I know.
That's right. I'm always all right taking smaller portions. I'm always trying to lose weight. Whether I'm doing it successfully.
As you pick up a 750 calorie chocolate shake.
Yeah. That's why me and Vincent are splitting it.
To be fair, y'all, the only thing I will have eaten today besides this meal is some soup for lunch.
Yeah. So. One, Joe's ring's way saltier than our rings. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
The marinara, it does work with the rings, only in the fact that it overpowers every single taste about the ring.
Yeah.
The ring is mid.
It felt like eating a cheesesteak with it, because you're just eating, like, fried breading with marinara.
Exactly. That's what I had the exact same thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I can rate it now. Things rings. Give me... Hold on. Things, rings. man. Yeah, put it right at a 52, you know? It's good slop. Right mid, average. A little bit better, I guess. They're not the worst onion rings I've had. The onions stay in the rings, so they get 2 points for that.
That is hype.
But
it's also, they're so small.
What are they making these? Like, because onions are big. What are they making these out of shallots? How are they so small?
I wonder if they edited
the onion
process.
Actually does stay in. I was like, are they actually? Because I hadn't bit one because I've fucking been one biting these. I was like, I don't even know if they do stay in.
Kind of benefit to them.
I wonder if they just edited the process for the onions going on the burgers and just took, like, I assume the Whoppers have onion rings on it. You just take all the right sized ones. I don't know.
I don't know how to tell you. They're not making these onion rings in-house.
I'm obviously not, but maybe they chicken nuggeted.
You're telling me these aren't hand-battered?
Onion rings.
You think this is onion mush inside the ring? The bones and the beak
that's
of
how,
the
that's
onion?
How you,
all
that's,
in here?
In my eyes, that's how you can too? Get that's how you can get the most consistent onion ring. Unless they just make them, and they just have somebody sorting it by size. Okay. So if you order the things rings, you get the small ones. If you order onion rings, you get everything else.
Onions on Ozempic. Jesus Christ.
Onions on Ozempic. Okay. Yeah, they got the damn Ozempic onions. God damn it.
Yeah, these are fucking mid 50.
As mid as it gets. 50 for Vincent. Joe?
I wish they were like...
Just crispy. To make it happy, I'll give him 51.
51? Yeah!
Yeah!
Perfect average.
I wish they had like fried them a little longer. Probably would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Well, they probably would have been greasier, too. Let's do the churro fries next, I think.
You're greasier.
Ooh, thank you. Gomez's churro fries. Let's.
You're really saving the burger for last?
Yes, I think so. I think the fried stuff needs to go first.
It's going to change the color of our shits either way. You really think you can put that off?
That's true. Burger King's new Gomez churro fries are inspired by the Addams Family. Made from fried crispy pastry dough tossed in cinnamon sugar, served warm with chocolate sauce for a dippable dessert on the go. On the go.
Yeah, I'm going to go fucking...
Are you going to dip it right in front of the camera?
I'm going to go for a jog and whip out my churro fries.
As always, Joe, I do want to remind you, they cannot hear what you say when you're up there. So you're more of our Vanna White up there. Truly are.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck. Show everybody what you've done. Wow. It's supposed to do that. There you go. Wow. He's about to pour chocolate sauce all over the camera. Gomez's churro fries. Whoa. So this is off of the... the cartoon?
Yes. It's coming out.
Oh, it's...
There's a new one coming
out. Is it a sequel? I feel like I've already seen the... They had the one movie, I feel like, already. You're not big on the Addams Family lore right now?
I don't think I've ever consumed a piece of Addams Family content.
On the ACU?
Yeah.
Maybe not the ACLU? Addams Cinematic League of Universes?
Yeah, I've never consumed any Addams Family content. I didn't even watch Wednesday when it was, like, the hotness.
I didn't care to watch Wednesday. All right. How's it going over there? How's the churros?
They are churros.
You know, so Costco had a churro.
Spongy on the inside. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I think churros are, in general, mid. I think you have to have a... I think a filled churro is fire, but I think a churro on its own, generally fine. I also don't love a donut. I think, and I put them kind of in the same realm, the same headspace. It's the same concept.
Are you a savory person?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For breakfast? Yes, for sure.
Mm.
You know this about me.
Hmm.
But Costco had their churro, and they replaced it with the double chunk chocolate cookie, as we all know. And it is much more fire. The chocolate cookie is so much better. Those Costco guys are right. It's a fucking boom for me. But the churro was a bit of a doom. I'm not.
And that hot dog is still $1.50.
And the chicken bake. $2.99. Can we get a Disney churro review comparison to the...
Does that require us to go to Disneyland or World?
Disney World.
Didn't you try the churro when you were at Disney World?
I did try the churro.
Mm-hmm.
How does it compare, Truman?
It's a little better. It's larger. Again, but I also don't get the hype because people also hype up the Disney World popcorn.
Yeah.
Mostly for the buckets. And the popcorn's also fine, you know? There is good food at Disney World. It's not what is famous for whatever reason.
Mm. Did you get a pickle?
At Disney World?
Yeah.
The Disney pickle?
Yeah.
Everywhere has pickles, Truman.
Joshua Weissman did a whole fucking thing.
On the Disney World pickle?
On Disney World food. But the pickle. I don't fucking know.
Recently?
Yeah.
Whenever.
I don't gotta watch it. Big Joshua Weissman fan.
So I think fortunately... We were correct in only needing one order of these.
Yeah.
To be fair, it also comes in, 4, 8, and 12? So this was the big one.
Yeah. An 8-piece Gomez churro fries is $4.19. How many for 12 pieces?
Do you have it in front of you, or are you asking?
How many calories?
Oh, for 12 pieces?
Mm-hmm.
500.
I like to play this game with you.
I don't know.
542.
I'd go more like 400 even.
Yeah, you guys, you know what? Average them just about. 460. You guys are right around it. It was, they're really not that bad, but I guess there's not a ton of them. They're fairly small, but they're good. They're, you know, as far as desserts go for fast food.
What do you think about the sauce? Does it add?
No.
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 Do you prefer it without the sauce?
Although, to be fair...
I don't know if I prefer it without other the sauce. Places, I just don't think the sauce adds that much better. It might up
like
it.
Like you said, a filled churro is better, but typically what I feel like I see them filled with the most time is chocolate.
Yeah. I'd put like cream cheese filling in a churro.
Although, now that I'm saying that, I'm realizing in my head that it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
because you still get crunchy, sugary outside, and then you get to the chocolate on the inside.
Yeah.
Different experience.
Also, the more I'm getting to the bottom of that shake, the coffee flavor has definitely gone away, and the cake batter is definitely, like, a lot more.
It's
there.
Getting cakier.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that.
I don't like cake batter.
You're not a cake batter fan, huh?
No.
Would you like to change your score? I would allow it since the flavor has changed.
Right. No, because I still like it. I just want it to not do the second thing.
I just want it to not do that.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. All right. That's a wrap on the Gomez Churro Fries. It's time for the Wednesday Whopper. Oh, hey, actually, you know what? It's time to rate the Gomez
it's time
Churro
for
Fries.
Man, imagine a score.
Knowing how to do your own churro.
I know. Gomez Churro Fries.
Chorizo. I don't know, fine, like 62.
Yeah. I was going to give him a 72.
Yeah, I would put like the Taco Bell Cinetwist, I'd put at like an 80. And I'd put these at like...
Not that.
I'd put these at a 65. Because at least those are like light and airy. You know?
Yeah, those are a crunch the whole way through.
But I would say the taste is almost similar, if not... better for the twists.
Mm.
So there you go. All right. The Wednesday Whopper.
In our Burger King foot lettuce.
Man, I hope it comes with the purple bun.
Hope your shits are just awful.
No, did you see on the app it says purple bun not guaranteed?
Yes, yes, I did see that.
It is in the wrapping.
Go show off the wrapping.
And unwrap the burger. You get to do the grand reveal.
It'd be so funny if his was the only one that wasn't.
Whopper. Wednesday's Whopper on it.
With cheese, right?
We get to find out. It looks like it's white cheese.
Oh, we have the bun.
There it is. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Purple Whopper bun.
Look at that big fucking tomato.
Oh, my God. Burger King is maybe the worst offender of just the huge... like toppings on top of a burger. What I will say is that lends itself to it being actual, real, better, higher quality toppings, I would say.
Like better for you? Oh, because they're just like
they're actually
chopping up a tomato and not just...
Right. Yeah, they're actually cutting tomato. And if I was watching a fast food worker cut a tomato, it might not be, you know, perfect circles like perfectly even circles like at McDonald's, you know?
Well, would you also have to assume that at that point they just sent him like... one of those deli slicers.
True. They probably are using
deli slicers. That's how you would make everything the same.
Spoilers, you can get them pre-sliced.
Oh, tomatoes?
Yeah.
Because
that's what we did at Rockhurst. And if fucking we're doing pre-sliced, then fucking I guarantee you Burger King's doing pre-sliced.
That's fair. Okay. Does everybody know what it's colored with?
Is this another squid ink or just eggplant?
This is beets?
Nope. No.
Purple potato,
yeah.
Yeah, and so I heard because of that the bun is like a lot gummier than.
Mm. It is feeling gummier.
It's more of a potato bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that denser.
Yeah. Definitely thing a little gummy. It's sticking, you know?
And different cheese on this, I believe, than normal.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a white cheddar cheese.
Oh, is it white cheddar? Is that confirmed?
I don't know if it's confirmed.
Motherfucker.
I'll have to actual check the app.
Yeah.
I only screenshotted the descriptions.
You fool.
Wednesday Whopper, customizable order. It's Swiss cheese.
Hmm.
It's actually kind of better. Swiss could be make it a little gummier also.
I was going to say, all in all, not a bad burger, though.
No.
It sure is a Whopper from Burger King.
It sure is. You can tell just from Vincent's voice that it is definitely gumming
that
up.
That it's gummy.
Got that gummy. With the shake, pretty nice.
So you're saying it does go together as a meal?
You know, I would say a burger and a chocolate shake are pretty exclusively American, I will say. That's a, you know, do they go together? Sure. But the rest of the world's probably fucking gagging watching us do that.
I'm trying to remember what I got that I was eating at work. They were talking about how that would put, like, some European person in a coma. I was like, oh, this would definitely kill a small Victorian child.
Oh, yeah.
Got a good laugh. Felt good about myself.
You remember what it was?
No.
Not even a little.
I was like, a Victorian child for what, Joe?
I'm definitely getting hint of foot in my lettuce, so we got that going for us.
Number
true 15. To the Halloween spirit. True to the Halloween spirit.
Burger King foot lettuce. You might not expect foot lettuce when you order your Burger King burger. I don't remember the whole quote.
Well, that's just what you got.
Yes, that's right.
I remember a time in college when I remembered the entire birthday present on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Meme.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are behind me. It's a sad time.
You're just going to bring a birthday present to my birthday on my birthday party at my birthday? Yeah. I saw you got them all.
Happy birthday.
Did you get them all with tomato?
I didn't do any special ordering.
Mm. How's it going over there?
In my bag.
You fine for your life? Oh, yeah.
Fucking high if you think I'm eating that shit.
This shit is soggy. I don't know if anybody else is getting that. This bun, I do not feel, is holding up as well.
I think mine's doing okay.
I might be lying. This is not awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice. I guess we don't have to eat the whole Whopper before we rate it. You guys could, we could finish this off screen.
Mm-hmm.
Or these guys are just sitting here watching us scarf down food. Pretty good.
As far as we know, the only person watching this is my sister.
Well, until it gets to YouTube, Joe.
Oh.
You gotta think bigger.
Oh.
Mm.
I have to think beyond myself.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now you're thinking of portals. Yeah, I don't fucking. So, what all other ones? They did the Spider-Verse Whopper.
Mm-hmm. Red.
I know. I saw a Twitter post of this dude that has 6 different colored Whoppers now. And he puts them on a plate in a freezer. Oh. And he just has all of them. There was a yellow one.
Is he collecting the SpongeBob palette?
Basically. He's collecting the pretty patties.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do a Venom one that was like colored with squid ink?
I'm sure.
I know there's a black one. I just can't remember what movie it was promo for.
Mm-hmm. They used to have, like, the Angry Whopper, which was definitely red.
Well, when they did it both times, it was different reds, because one of them was beets, and people got worried when they pooped it out the next day.
So we've had white, orange, black, yellow, red, and now purple.
Why did we have a white Whopper?
Great question.
When did that happen? Green Whopper got to be coming with Shrek next year, right? Shrek next year?
Oh, the Ghost Pepper Whopper was the great, the orange one.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
But what was the white one?
Are you reading the comments trying to find it?
I'm trying to find the post.
He's actively trying to scroll through and see it. Woo! I'll tell you, after eating like half of the other stuff and one whole Whopper, I'm full.
It's a lot of Whopper, that's for sure.
How many calories in a purple Whopper? I'll tell you how many calories in a regular Whopper right up.
625 plus purple.
It's with cheese, don't forget.
625 plus purple.
625 plus purple?
Mm-hmm.
Vincent?
Like 7.
It is 840.
Gosh.
With cheese, a normal Whopper with cheese is 770. Do with that what you will.
So what you're telling me is
they did a ghost 840 Whopper.
Ghost Whopper.
Oh. 840 for the Whopper.
Yep.
740 for the shake.
Yep.
We're at 1580. How much was the?
Probably 300 for the rings and probably 300 for the.
So just in the meal, it doesn't come with the churros.
Mm-hmm. 300 for the rings then. So what is that, 1,800, 1,800 calories?
1,880.
Just a bit. That's an American meal right there, goddammit. Mm-hmm. All your calories in one go.
I just remember we ate about a
day's
them.
Worth of calories sitting right here. That's crazy.
I just remember when they first came out with the, like, the celebrities meal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a spicy chicken sandwich. As I take, yes. I snapped you about it.
It was the chicken, yes.
Spicy chicken.
Which was the highest calorie chicken sandwich that anybody offered.
Yeah, and it had bacon on it.
Yes.
And it came with mozzarella sticks.
Wait, it had bacon on the chicken?
It had bacon. Oh, my God. It was like the special, like, this person's deal. And so it was a bacon chicken, spicy chicken, mozzarella sticks, and, like, a large chocolate shake.
Yeah.
And it was $6.
God damn, dude.
And, like, 2,500 calories.
Oh, more than that, I think. I think I remember calculating it with you, and I was like, that's 3,000 calories.
You're like, oh, boy.
Because there's two, right, because there's fries and mozzarella sticks, right?
Yeah, it was like four items, and you're just like, why?
Yep.
How?
Fries, mozzarella stick, 1,200 calorie chicken, 1,000 calorie shake, yeah.
It was bad.
What would be your Burger King meal? The Vincent's meal comes out.
Gay Blue Impossible Whopper, obviously.
Of course.
Coffee shake.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, like, some fucking, like, fried pickles or some shit.
How about, sorry, let me mix
make them make a new item. Fuck them.
Other than the Gay Blue Whopper.
Well, I mean, yeah. But that's, okay. You know, everyone gets their own colored Whopper.
I'll mix it up. If you could have your fast food meal at whatever restaurant you want, or a fast food restaurant you want.
Is he limited to one restaurant's items, or can it be a...
one restaurant's items.
Yeah, because they have to be able to go purchase.
But I will open it to breakfast or dinner.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
No. But I will allow A&W Long John Silver's if you would like.
Or because a Taco nobody's Bell KFC.
Picking those anyways.
Or a Taco Bell KFC.
Nope. Won't allow it. I put my foot in the ground on that one.
Even if
because those are, that's actually good. So no.
Because Yum owns both Taco Bell and KFC, it's amazing that the chicken for the naked chicken tacos weren't better.
That is odd.
The
biggest reason I won't allow that is because I will say KFC and Taco Bell's are generally separated. I have very rarely ever seen an A&W on its own. And I've seen a little more Long John Silver's on their own, but very rarely still.
Yeah.
It's almost always both.
I was just going to make the case that I could pull up Google Maps and find you a Ken Taco Bell in less than 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there's one close. I know there is one close. It's over by Blue Parkway.
Oh.
Or not Blue Parkway. Out in Gardner. Blue Valley Parkway is one.
Okay. But my meal, it would probably be a Taco Bell item then.
Okay.
So you get like two spicy potato soft tacos.
We do like a box. Let's do a box then. A $5 box or a $6 box probably now.
Two spicy potato soft tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Black bean toasted cheddar chalupa.
Oh, okay.
And something weird as the last thing.
Yep.
And then a Baja Blast Fiesta Freeze.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think what weird shit would I have them do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I really like fried pickles. That's why I was kind of cooking with that on the Burger King. But it'd be really weird to talk about gave you fried pickles. Like, what are we doing here? I don't know. How about you?
Here's my go-to. I'm doing Arby's.
Fuck you.
He's thinking Arby's.
It is a Euro. And it comes with a buffalo chicken slider on the side, and I'm making them bring back the potato cakes.
You know they already brought them back, right?
Yeah, and then now they're gone again.
Oh, they're gone again? Aw, so sorry for you.
I went to Arby's like 2 weeks ago, and I asked, I was like, potato cakes? They're like, no. We were on the road trip. So yeah, I would do buffalo chicken slider, Euro, potato cake, and then a mellow yellow on the side.
A mellow yellow.
You have to get the mellow yellow.
Yes, the Coke Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Because you're at Arby's. And it's Coke. Joe, real quick, and then we can rate this item and get the hell out of here.
Obviously Taco Bell.
Okay.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It would be can I make them bring back items that they've had before?
Yeah. Yeah, he brought back naked chicken chalupa. No, toasted cheddar chalupa.
Because I would actually go
vegetarian.
My box, it would be one of the Lux boxes that's like $8.
Oh, okay.
But it would be the three special chalupas. So the naked chicken chalupa, the toasted cheddar chalupa, and then they had the like street taco chalupa that we tried.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of each of those.
That was fire also, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Would you do the, would it have to be the like the long train thing that they had? Where there were like three together? Do you guys remember that?
No. So that was the like street chalupa that we had, and they came in the row of two.
No, but at one point they came out with like a three chalupa long chalupa.
Oh no, I remember that. I would not be that one.
Oh,
it'd be the toasted cheddar. You should do that. The naked chicken.
Just, they feed into all the different ones.
And then the street chalupa.
Okay.
And then cinnamon twists. Baja Blast.
Yeah, I was about to say you'd get no sides. If you get three chalupas, then the Joe chalupa.
Well but
box.
Hold on. But if we like force it. Them to do the three mini chalupas hooked together, Then you're back to a $5 box.
Do the chicken Big Macs, you coward. We did the chicken Big Mac last week. Go watch YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah, what about that. Yeah,
it's right there.
All right, maybe watch it this week.
Maybe watch it.
Go look for it tomorrow.
In like 2 hours, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Okay, let's rate the Wednesday Whopper now.
Oh, God.
65. It's a Whopper. It's fine.
Burger King foot lettuce in my fucking hole.
I would rate a Whopper like a...
I said 65, by the way.
Oh, I think so.
65.
I would rate a Whopper like a 65 or 60 on it normally. I think the potato bun did not hold up as well and made it a little soggy. I'm also not a potato bun lover like some people are.
I do like potato buns.
You are?
Yeah.
See, some people are on that. So I'd rate it a 60 normally. Potato bun, it got too soggy. I'm rating it a 56
But
myself.
The Swiss?
57 for the Swiss. You're right, Joe. Sorry. Vincent?
I mean, it's a fucking Whopper, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, eh. I don't know. I don't love Burger King in general.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, a lot of fucking toppings.
Yeah. They load it up with it. Yeah. I do like that they do mayo on a sandwich. I like mayo on a burger.
The mayo's good. I like the mayo ketchup, pickle, mm-hmm. And onion. A little too much lettuce, honestly.
Always so much lettuce, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest one.
True.
Give me like... I feel like I'm close to true on this, like 58. It's just fine.
Fair. All right. Well, there you go. That's it. The whole kooky and spooky meal.
No.
Koopy.
Creepy and kooky.
Creepy.
It's not spooky, Truman.
Creepy and kooky meal.
That's the season.
I guess go watch the Addams Family movie. I don't give a shit.
Or Wednesday. Sponsored.
The best one to rate out, Morticia's Kooky Shake. That shit is fire and yep. Gas.
Yeah.
Joe's drinking the whole thing. Number two,
my pants later.
Gomez churro fries. They're solid. Good dessert. Guys can't hear Joe fart. Number three, the Wednesday Whopper. It's a Whopper with a potato bun. Do with that what you will. And the Things Rings, 51. Those are just the onion rings, but small, all small. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's it. Appreciate you for being here.
Burger my mid.
Again, thanks again to the patrons, patreon.com/opendisaster. Hey, make sure you're subscribing here on YouTube. Also, that's free. Appreciate you.
Leave a comment. Let us know what is your favorite Adam's Family character.
You know,
I'm surprised we didn't get an Uncle Fester item.
You know what? Listen, we're not sponsored by the Adam's Family movie. We don't have to push this. Comment your favorite, what your fast food meal would be, what your sponsored meal would be. Your Vincent meal, your Truman, like we did.
No, comment your Vincent meal.
Comment what you think Vincent's meal would be. Yes. There you go. All right. Until then.
Peace.
We'll see you next time.
We've had enough of this nonsense.
Oh my God, you need to come up with new songs for the weekend.